This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life. FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we had quite a list to choose from before doing this, as sometimes we tend to do. This one seemed pretty topical, considering, Owen, you were pretty jacked up for what went down this weekend as you were at the Guardians game. You didn't know if you were going to be able to go, and then you had one of the top sporting memories of your lifetime.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
It was a whirlwind day. Had to leave the house early because I coached a youth game and then left that game immediately, went downtown. And all that time, did not eat a morsel of food. Did have a few drinks. And after the Guardians clinch and had these few drinks, we stopped in the gift shop on the way out.
So this is almost akin to, hey, you win big in Vegas. Why do you think there are so many different places in Vegas at the casinos to go and spend your money? There's a reason, and I think Owen found this out the hard way on Saturday.
Yeah.
So was it a free-for-all?
It was. Well, so we stayed in the stadium for 45 minutes, an hour. I don't know.
Soak
we were
in
there. I mean, I had, like I said, vendors were coming by, and I was going, hey, give me one more from the fifth inning on. So every time someone walked by, I was purchasing, even if I wasn't ready to move on. So I had plenty of things to keep me entertained for that hour afterwards. And walking out, we see a woman with the same shirt that the team had just won and put on. It says Guardians ALCS 2024 on it. And my wife's like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? And she goes, right there in the gift shop. They're for sale right now. Mm. So we went in and purchased a shirt or two. And
or four for the whole family, and, or eight or ten.
Yeah. We might own the store. We might start our own team shop.
Well, hey, I still see
they
to
were
this
not,
day.
They were not cheap, and they are not for anything other than an ALDS win.
So well, is it a good purchase? I still to this day see people rocking the 95, the 95 pennant. Like to
it
this
is.
Day, I still see people in my neighborhood that bring that back out.
It's a worthwhile purchase. There is nothing that can happen.
Yeah, but shouldn't we have waited until maybe a World Series?
No. I mean, if you wanted to wait until you were sober, maybe.
Well, the question is that shirt, does it become moot? If they lose this next series, do you put away that shirt?
Yeah.
Or do you still wear it proudly saying, I was there. I was there for that amazing moment.
I would rather have a shirt that says, I was there.
Yes. Well, do you want the shirt to say that you were there?
Yeah.
Is what you mean? Okay, that's fine.
I want a shirt. I want somehow Getty Images to have a picture of me watching that ball go over the fence.
But that's the point of it. Nothing, I think.
Running down the stairs and high-fiving them.
They haven't won. That's the beauty of baseball, man. Like, they haven't won a World Series in 76 years. There's been so many other things that you don't get this in football. You don't really get this in the NBA. You get it in baseball. And you could say, well, that's sad, but it's true. Is that there are other things and other people that become heroes during a point of a baseball game or point of a baseball season or for a run of baseball teams that you don't have to win it all for. And that moment where Lane Thomas hit the grand slam was as indescribable as I could possibly find. And I understand that there are so many other moments that they have had where they have closed out a ALCS and have gone on to the World Series. And Rajay Davis's home run, to me, that with that Lane Thomas grand slam, hearing the voice, then hearing, like, the place just erupt. And Jim Rosenhaus is completely covered by the fans. It was so loud. It's something I'll never forget. And I thought it was the best moment I've seen as a Guardians fan my entire life.
Well, see, that's amazing. We've had amazing Guardians/Indians moments.
But not Grand Slams.
Francisco Lindor did one against the Yankees.
And it hit the foul pole, and that was crazy.
Yeah, but then we needed that game.
But this wasn't the win. But they won the game, they didn't win the series.
What was it? It was 7-1? 8-1?
Was it 8? I don't know. But we ended up winning that game and thought we were going to win the World Series.
This essentially won the series. And you broke through. You're back in the ALCS. And everything else now is house money. I don't think it's a thing of, well, we won this shirt or we bought this shirt, and then if they lose to the Yankees, it's a wasted purchase. I don't think that whatsoever. Not at all. It's such a special moment in time for the folks that were there, the celebration that was going on in the stands. Now, I think it's different. I think it's different. You might be looking at me with surprise. I can't make too big a deal about it. I don't think there's a big enough deal we can make about it.
Well, does it matter?
It's amazing.
Does it change, again, similarly to what we asked Owen about the shirt? Does it change based on the rest of the playoffs?
No.
Well, because the Rajay Davis home run clearly changed because we didn't win. Had we won, what was going to top that?
LeBron winning the title. That shirt is always going to remind me of that moment.
I'll say this. If there is another big home run that happens Lane Thomas hits a grand slam to win the World Series. Well, yeah, I think that things are going to probably change.
Like someone's going to Kmart to buy new shirts.
But that's why
there's no more Kmarts. There's one more Kmart.
Because the Guardians have been to 3 World Series in our lifetime, we've had these amazing moments in the ALCS and in the World Series. My God, that Cubs series, we had so many amazing moments. So that's why I think it's interesting that's how big that was, that you're putting an ALDS moment above all of it.
Until I see any more evidence, it's such a big moment. But Owen, buy the shirt. You already did.
I already did. I don't have to feel bad about buying the shirt.
I'm sure you've bought so many things.
Well, I've done a lot of things in a drunken stupor that I immediately regretted the next day.
Exactly. I don't think you have to regret this.
Okay.
I think it's a good investment, not a bad investment. And I think all your favorite people over there at Avon Lake would agree. By the way, was that the Avon Lake game during Friday Night Touchdown on Friday? Obviously, because it's Friday Night Touchdown. Owen's the mayor. Owen is like the mayor of Avon Lake, guys. And he won, the first time I heard his name, he won a raffle. He won $100. And I walked up to a guy who I thought was Owen.
My wife doesn't know that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that money's gone.
He wants to buy candy. I walked up to a guy I thought was Owen who was not Owen, and I immediately turned around. And that's why I stared at Owen weirdly from the sidelines before I confirmed it was Owen, because I didn't want to walk up to another stranger. Like when I say, like, oh, man, there's all these guys who look like me in Streetsboro. There's a lot of Owens in Avon Lake. I didn't realize that. All right. Yeah, it was a good purchase by you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.